Hi, this is Nancy Light from the Wine Institute in California. Please come out and join us for lots of great events happening all over the state.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain. Welcome to Wine and Dine. Well, here we have California as, you know, it's a down-to-earth month, and down-to-earth, a seasonal tour of sustainable wine growing is happening all over California. There's also a really cool new book out about California's sustainable wine growing program that was written by Janet Fletcher with photos by the infamous George Rose, which is available on Amazon.com. The book is launching on April 1st. And Janet Fletcher features stories from 15 California vintners and a lot of yummy recipes. Joining us today on Wine and Dine is Nancy Light, the Director of Communication for Wine Institute, or highlight some events that are going on around the state. And Nancy, people are probably a little bit happier, as we were just talking before we started recording, than they were a couple months ago because you've gotten a little bit of rain. So has the countryside greened up a little bit?
Absolutely. It's amazing. It really, after the first rain a couple of weeks ago, maybe as much as a month ago, it went from brown to green. It was just so thirsty and so needing that, you know, that little bit of moisture. And because it's interesting, at the springtime is when our golden hills, the Golden State, are green. It's only for a few short months, and so we really look forward to that. But fortunately, we got it. We got a little bit of rain, so hopefully more.
So the Golden Hills is April and May, or is that right? Like the mid-March or till the end of April or something?
No, so actually it's starting in the summer, really through our, you know, when our rains start again in the winter. So basically after May, when the rains stop, and then going into the summer, everything, you know, we usually don't get rain at that period. Of course, things, you know, have been changing over the years where we get later rains and occasional rains in the fall. But for the most part, our hills are brown throughout the summer and fall.
Do you know of any vintners who are, or maybe some, I should say, some Wine Institute, within Wine Institute, is anybody actually keeping records of the weather and how it is changed from, let's say, 20 years ago, 40 years ago? You know, is global warming affecting what's going on in the vineyards? Because people talk a lot about it, but is anybody in California keeping records to actually have data on that?
Yeah, a number of certainly individual growers are, you know, first of all, they know because they've been farming the same land.
Right,
so they're
right.
Really, you know, they're so close to it that they are very aware. And yes, I mean, I don't know that there's a formal statewide effort, but we have rainfall information. We've got information on the yields. I mean, I think the difficulty is that things have changed in terms of the rootstocks we're planting on, the vineyards and so forth. So, you know, over a period of time. But certainly there are records, and there's no doubt that there is an impact.
People who are like third generation say, my grandfather used to talk about, and, you know, things are very different.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I mean, harvest used to be much later, for example. But again, I think that, you know, in some cases relates also to the rootstocks that we're using, how we're planting, and other factors.
Okay. I didn't even think about that. That makes total sense. So this book about down-to-earth seasonal tour of sustainable wine growing in California kind of takes a trip around California. And I'm curious how Janet Fletcher came up with so many different people to pick from the 15 vintners and their specific stories.
Yeah, it was definitely a tough choice in that. What really we wanted to do with the book was to, first of all, represent, you know, all of the regions of California. So that was one factor. And then we really wanted to have people that were really leading the way in their areas in terms of their commitment and the number of activities. And we also wanted to represent a variety of programs in California. So as you know, Wine Institute and our grower partners have the California Sustainable Wine Growing Alliance, which offers a self-assessment program. It has a great participation of almost two-thirds of all production and vineyards in the state. But individual regions also have programs, in some cases certifying, you know, beyond their region. For example, Lodi Rules, Napa Green, sustainability and practice down in the Central Coast, and then there's others that are statewide. So we really want to have a good representation of all the programs.
Like what's going on with the Wente family. I visited there a number of years ago, and it's amazing that here they are, this long generational farming effort, and they're trying to stave off housing development, and they've actually made friends and been successful at that.
No question. Fifth generation, exactly, still maintaining agriculture, and I think, you know, their leadership has really allowed a really nice burgeoning wine region to grow in Livermore Valley, you know, less than an hour from San Francisco. It's a great place to visit. And incidentally, it's hosting sort of a region-wide day of Down to Earth Month activities on April 27th. So that's a great suggestion for people interested.
About a month and a half ago, I interviewed the folks up at Navarro because of the Alsace International Varietals Festival. And I interviewed Sarah Kahn-Bennett's mom. But we really didn't focus on anything about this cheese that they're making from the sheep and the goats. And this is kind of an example, like what Dan Duckhorn says, of diversification is the way to go in so many ways.
Absolutely. It's very exciting. I mean, of course, you know, farmstead cheeses have been growing across the country and certainly in California. And here they're really, you know, making use of their land and their employees and their sheep. And creating another product.
Yeah.
And I think it's really kind of an old school model, really, to have a farm that you know, produces a lot of different crops. It's probably a little more difficult to do, but they have managed to do it in their once very remote location.
Right.
And, now a beautiful, beautiful spot of California. They have a fun, in the book, one of the things featured in their profile is a mobile solar-powered chicken coop that they also run. They also have chickens, so it's really fun. Anyway, just to mention, the book is coming out on April 1, and it will be available eventually on Amazon. Right now, it can be purchased as of April 1 through the Wine Institute website.
Okay.
So we'll have that on Discover California Wines and then /Down to Earth for the book. And I think if you just put in Down to Earth, you would eventually get to it.
Okay, good. I'll have an exact link up to that. Now, I'm fascinated by the story of Peter Work. And there are so many people that when they have very, very significant events that go on in their life that they just totally, they take a different direction altogether. Share a little bit of that with listeners.
Yeah, it's a really interesting story. So they were two executives, I believe in high tech, you know, working the 24-hour schedule, basically. And they had an appointment on 9/11 in the World Trade Center that was canceled. And it was really a wake-up call for them. They had bought some land in Santa Barbara area and had been planning to do a vacation home, thinking maybe about grape growing, and they just took a complete turn and decided now is the time to start, and they have since developed this wonderful property. Again, beautiful photos. They've got horses. They have really an ethic of repurposing everything that they use, from their shippers to use as wall soundproofing, and they are certified sustainable. They are growing organic. I think they even use some biodynamic practices, so they're doing it all, making wonderful wine.
If people want to learn about events that are going on around the state, and we really haven't even gotten into that, but there are so many, and I would imagine it's still being updated even at this point, they need to go to what this discovercaliforniawines.com/...
D2E, which is our abbreviation for Down to Earth Month.
D2E.
The number 2E. And they can find that if they're on the homepage of Discover California Wines, they'll see a box that goes to that, our Down to Earth Month page.
Okay, and the link for, I'm sorry, go on.
No, I was going to say, and you're right, there's 42 events posted right now around the state, and we still have events coming in, so it's good to check that. If you're planning to visit, planning to go to a region, you can check the latest on that website. And just another thing, we have, you know, great wine events happening, but a lot of wineries are, you know, if you were going to plan to go to a winery and they didn't have an event listed, go in and ask them about their sustainable practices, because I think people love to talk about it.
Oh, good point. And last, say again, the link to the book, discovercaliforniawines.com/...
/down to earth.
Okay.
Which is the name of the book.
Nancy Light, thank you so very much for joining us this week on Wine and Dine. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Lynn.
We will have links up for you to learn about all the Earth Day events that are going on in the month of April in California. And the website to book is discovercaliforniawines.com. You're listening to Wine and Dine.
I'm Carolyn Wente.
Hi, this is Phil Wente from Wente Vineyards, and I would like to invite you to come to the Livermore Valley and enjoy our beautiful wines, or visit us on our website at wentevineyards.com.
My name is Deborah Kahn, and along with my family, we are the founders and owners of Navarro Vineyards. I run the winery with my husband, Ted Bennett, and my two terrific grown children, Sarah Kahn Bennett and Aaron Kahn Bennett. To learn more about our winery or to visit us online, we are at www.navarrowine.com. And we would be delighted to see anyone in person, too, if you're lucky enough to come visit the Anderson Valley.
Hi, I'm Gina Gallo, third generation winemaker for our family winery, Gallo Family Vineyards.
Hi, my name is Cheryl Murphy-Dersey. I'm with Clos LaChance Winery, and you can learn more about Clos LaChance at www.clos.com.
Hello, I'm Bob Blue in beautiful Mendocino County. I can't think of a better thing to do than to make wines from organically grown grapes. Keep listening to Lynn on Wine and Dine.
Hi, this is George Rose, noted wine country photographer. I'd love to have you check out my website, www.georgerose.com. So don't forget to listen to Lynn at Wine and Dine.
This is Chris in Delicato with Delicato Family Vineyards urging you to try wine in new alternative packages. And keep listening to Lynn on the Wine and Dine show for your next alternative package.
Hello, I'm Michael Mondavi.
Hi, I'm Tim Mondavi.
I am Margaret Beaver Mondavi, and I toast you and say, difference between a good meal and a feast is a good glass of wine.
You're listening to iWine Radio.